Obviously.
Wool hat idea.
Yeah.
I want a beer on wool hats.
One of these days, we're gonna throw our tablecloth in a fermenter and see what happens.
God.
I think it's going to end up a sour beer, just to guess.
Probably. Well, actually, not this tablecloth. We have one that's really bad. Our original tablecloth.
Yeah.
We have three of them, and the first one is like...
We have four.
I was going to say, I thought we started a fourth.
Yeah. Oh. The original one's pretty rank.
This is the number three. This is like one of the nicer ones.
What I want to know is, how did the bottle of V8 get on the table?
Facundo?
It came with
I
the
thought
tail.
We were going to be doing some more micheladas, but these guys wanted to drink beer. So
it came with the table.
It came with the table, yeah.
What did we have when we were at Turkey Hill Brewing?
Boilo.
Boilo.
Boilo. So
such a tender place.
I love Boilo. I make it every year.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Why does this not surprise me, though?
I take it very traditionally, I would say, because I've had some recently that were like raspberry or blueberry Boilo and... I've been making it for many years now, and it is a fine drink. Now, I hope they warmed it up for you.
Yeah, they put it on the hot liquor tank to warm it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Even better.
So good.
It's way better than a microwave. Don't do it in a microwave.
That's too hot too fast.
Yeah.
No, but Boilo, that is a... Because I love locality, and just that drink is specific to this region.
Yeah.
Not so much this region,
yeah.
Hellertown,
more specifically, like
the
north
miner,
central
the coal miner
Pennsylvania.
Region of Pennsylvania, yeah. Which is essentially the north, the west, a little bit south, just not right here.
Yeah.
But it is a fine drink, especially wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and you're shoveling some snow. You come on in, you fill some your coffee mug full of Boilo, and you warm it up, and you.
The way the three of them are looking at you right now.
No, we Tony and I made it at my place this past year.
Yeah.
Also, I'm from New Jersey, so I had no idea what the hell Boilo was, but they said there was whiskey in it, so I drank the shit out of it. Delicious.
That's all it takes, man.
It's definitely better than eggnog.
Yeah, traditionally made with like a white whiskey, so like moonshine.
Dan and I just recently got an email from our dad that he did the Ancestry.com DNA thing.
Did you that?
Yeah, when he says recently, this morning, on the way here.
Oh,
yeah.
I got it yesterday.
Well, I got a text of it yesterday, but he sent us the email today.
So it was funny because I pulled
German
up...
German and, like, English.
I pulled up the map that, like, circles, like, all the areas, and it's all, like, you know, north... You know, Western Europe, and then like settling in the Northeast United States. And I said to my brother, I was like, it should just say white.
Yeah. You look so hot talking into that microphone. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Vanilla.
Facundo, make sure you get closer to the mic when you're making these points.
No, I kind of like his distanced, creepy comments.
Trust me, we always like his distance, but it's,
it's
mostly aroma-based.
He's this episode's podcast gnome.
I was going to say, we talked last episode about having a podcast gnome or goblin.
Microphones, yeah.
Exactly.
And, of course, Bud, Miller Coors, and Natty Bo. What am I thinking of?
Natty Ice.
Natty Light.
Let's just start naming all those beers.
Let's go to a different subject.
Okay, fair.
Why is all you can think of Natty, by the way?
It was a real cheap... What was it? Can't think of it.
Grolsch. Lion's Head.
Anyway, I'll think about it.
You've purposely blocked that out, let's be honest.
That's probably a good move.
We would get our... Mike. Liz and Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Our cousins. Well, some of us are cousins. Some of us aren't. It's complicated. But anyway, our family's weird.
So you two are related, but...
We are brothers, and
she's
we are cousins.
Cousin.
But the people I'm talking about aren't related to all of us directly.
We both have cousins, but we're related to those cousins in different ways. Like, my cousin...
Yeah, exactly.
I have a cousin that... Tom is my cousin through my dad's side of the family, but Tom is also their cousin on their mom's,
on
side,
our
of
mom's side of the family.
It sounds way
There's
worse
no
than it really
inbreeding,
is.
We promise.
Yeah, it's all on the up and up. It really is.
It's really good to put that disclaimer.
I could draw you a diagram, but anyway.
This one, too.
Yay!
Off of the word vegetable.
What?
Vegetable?
Mine was carrot, but like 16 carat gold, not the vegetable.
K-A-R-A-T?
C.
Is it C?
That's the thing. No. It's a variable. I spelled it with C. They failed me because they spelled it with K.
I just did a crossword, and that was an answer, and it was spelled with C today.
Well, then you should go back and challenge the
Yes, let me go back in time.